and Holmesville Avenue. All right, it is time for us to kick off a new daily devotional this week. And this week we're going to be talking about attitude of gratitude and shifting your perspective. Today we're going to jump into gratitude in the small things. And actually our scripture comes from Thessalonians 5:18 today. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, you know, while we all think about gratitude, we picture like these big moments, these promotions that we're going to get, that long-awaited prayer that got answered, or a blessing that we can point to and say, that was God. But often it is not even in the extraordinary that shapes us. It's the ordinary. Gratitude is less about waiting for mountaintop blessings and more about noticing God's fingerprints in the valley and on the path in between. So if we only give thanks for the big things, then we're going to miss out on the opportunities of the small things and ways that God cares and provides and shows up in our daily lives. The reality is that joy is not found in the abundance of possessions or absence of problems that we have. It's found in cultivating an awareness that every good gift, big or small, comes from God. And gratitude for those small things helps us see that nothing in our lives is random. So think about this. Think about your morning routine. Maybe you wake up and you grab a cup of coffee. You hear the laughter of your children, or you see the sunrise peeking through the window. It may not feel like to you it's a miraculous thing, but if you pause for a moment and think about this, that hot coffee was grown, it was harvested, it was delivered by hands that you'll never ever meet. That sunrise paints the sky anew every single day without fail for us. And that child's laugh that you're hearing, that is the sound of joy that cannot be bought by no dollar amount. So it's easy to brush past these things as normal, but gratitude turns the ordinary into worship. And the little things that are not so little anymore, they are now reminders that God is actively sustaining us in ways that we often overlook. So you know, if Paul could write, give thanks in all circumstances while sitting in a prison, then we know that gratitude isn't dependent on circumstances. It's a choice, and sometimes that choice begins with something small. Now, this week we are encouraging you to maybe sit down and start writing an attitude of gratitude journal. We're calling them For This Journey, Blessings Counted. It's super simple. All you have to do is pick out how you want to write it down. Maybe you're going to use a digital notebook. Maybe you're going to use pen and paper. Then set a routine. It's nothing too big you have to do. Maybe just a few minutes in the morning. That's so powerful. And you can start with a prompt. Maybe it'll start with something like, today I'm grateful for, or one small thing that brought me joy today was this. And then list three or four things and be specific. Include your feelings, include a little reflection with that. And then, of course, kind of write a reflection for tomorrow, like, I'm going to be thankful for this, or I'm looking forward to this to be thankful for. And just kind of keep some notes in a journal. That'll kind of help you with our attitude of gratitude as we move along. And today I want you to think about what small blessing that you've overlooked recently and how you can thank God for that today. Lord, as we go to you in prayer today, help us to see your hand in the little things and teach us that even the smallest details of our lives are gifts from you, and let our gratitude grow with each passing moment. In Jesus' name we pray today.